I'm Becky Townsend, and this is Money Minute. On today's episode, we'll talk about protecting your debit card. Hello, and thank you for joining me. I'm going to go over the difference between running your debit card as debit or credit, along with some tips to keep your card and your information safe and secure. So you've probably noticed that when you're using a card reader, that you have the option to run your transaction as debit or credit. What's the difference? Let's start with running your card as debit. When you choose debit, you'll be asked to enter your PIN number, and money from the transaction comes out of your account immediately. The merchant pays a lower transaction fee, and many merchants give you the option of getting cash back. Your daily limit is lower versus running your card as credit. So when you choose the credit option, you will be asked to sign a receipt or sign on a PIN pad. A hold is put on your account for the amount of the transaction, which clears in about a day or so. The merchant pays a slightly higher fee, and a small amount of it is returned to the credit union as interchange income. You cannot get cash back, but your daily limit is higher than running your card as debit. If you have any further questions about running your card as credit versus debit, contact the bookkeeping department here at Great Lakes Credit Union. We are always here to help. Now that we established the difference, let's go over some tips to protect against fraud. The number one thing you can do is keep a close eye on all your transactions. Check online banking regularly, review your monthly statements to see if there's anything that you've missed, and if you see a charge that you did not authorize, contact the credit union immediately. A really cool thing about our new app is it allows you to take that monitoring process further with something called card controls. You can turn on activity alerts to stay up to date on your account in real time, and even temporarily lock your card to prevent new purchases if, say, your card was lost or stolen. There's also a free app called Mobi Money. What you do is you register your card and then you get automatic transaction notifications. If you're not an app user, that's a good option. We also advise to protect your debit card when online shopping. Make sure the website you're ordering from is reputable and secure. Before entering any debit or personal information, make sure there is an HTTPS before the website name. Now that S stands for secure. There also may be a padlock icon next to the address name. So make sure that you see either one or both of those before entering any personal information into a website. Speaking of protecting your information, it's important that everyone watches for phishing scams. Now these kind of scams are always changing and advancing. So scams can come in the form of fraudulent emails or phone calls, pretending to be a trusted source like your financial institution, the IRS, or a common retailer. In conclusion, while you may not have the power to prevent big data breaches or protect fully from theft, early detection of fraud can help minimize loss. Review your accounts regularly, be smart and safe with your data. And as always, we are here to help at 906-786-4623. Thank you for listening.